Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now with music on records, here is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. And gee, what a wonderful smile you've got on your face. Your wife must be coming home from New York today or something, is she? In 2 more weeks? That's why the smile's on your face. She's not coming home today. Well, anyway, this is Howard Miller from Chicago calling to all the world, to all the 48 states, so we have another little potpourri of music for you with a very interesting guest star that you're going to meet who is waiting to talk to you from Alan Dick's famous restaurant in New York City. That boy would be Jim Lowe, a great favorite of ours who records for the Dot Record Company. You're going to hear this great smash recording of his, and also a lot of other music brought to you by the best people in all the world to work for, the Wrigley people. And, of course, our great product, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope you have some on hand, Mother. Maybe they're in the kitchen, or Pop, if you're driving the automobile. Reach into the glove compartment, pull out a stick, and see how wonderfully mouth-happy you can be with wholesome, delicious, and refreshing Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, let's play some music and salute the current trend. At least it was up to a few weeks ago. A little old broken-down instrument known as the banjo. And Sammy Kaye helped to salute it by a recording on Columbia called The Banjo's Back in Town. There's a wonderful sound to that instrument, isn't there? I suppose the kids today think that maybe they've discovered it because it's so currently popular, but if they only realize that actually it's an old-fashioned instrument, the wonderful banjo that Mom and Pop used to strum to in the old garden gate or maybe on the front porch swing. It's a fine record, too. The banjo's back in town, done by Sammy Kaye and the orchestra. You know, one of the delightful things about having delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum on hand is that it freshens your taste. It helps to keep your mouth and throat moist and clean, your teeth clean and attractive. Now, it's fun to chew gum, everybody agrees. You just watch the kids and the big bang they get out of it, and you'll know how much fun it is to chew. Now, I don't have to tell you, of course, there are a lot of gums that you can select and chew, but I like Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum the best, and I'm pretty certain that you will, too, so I hope that you'll try it. Over the weekend, you make certain it's on the shopping list, Mother, and pick up a whole carton of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's the finest you can serve to your family. Well, let's switch now to New York City, which is just being buffed a little bit by the hurricane winds, which are down off of the Carolinas. But I don't think the wind's too strong to blow Mr. Jim Lowe right out of Alan Dick's restaurant because he's sitting there well anchored with some ballast of a cup of coffee. Is that very true, Mr. Lowe?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. You know, it's rather nostalgic that I sit here in this studio and talk to you because it was about 3 years ago, Jim, as you remember quite well, that you were on staff as a regular announcer.
That's right.
Here at WBBM in Chicago, and now, of course, you've gone on to make your mark in the writing and the performing world.
It does seem like old times.
Sure does. I wish you were here, but I'm pretty certain that you're happy there because you've been doing some fantastically fine things. Now, Jimmy, starting at the birthplace, that was down where, in Missouri or Kansas?
Missouri, Howard. Springfield, Missouri.
And was that the forebears' groundwork down there as your four-stock farmers or what?
Well, more or less, yeah. My dad's a doctor, but all of his people were Ozarkians, you know, from down in southern Missouri.
Mother Earth.
That's right, and we've always sort of called Springfield the Paris of the Ozarks.
That's a good name for it. I don't know who else calls it that besides you, but if they're listening down there, I'm sure it must be the gem city of all of creation.
It is.
Now, Jimmy, you came up to Chicago, I suppose, with the intention of what, being a radio announcer?
That's right, Howard. I was in Indianapolis for a year. I was in my hometown, Springfield, a year before that, and I came up to WBBM, I believe it was in 1950.
Yes. Well, when was it that you start first getting the bug of being a songwriter? Have you always dabbled a little bit in the score sheet?
Actually, I have, Howard, but it wasn't until about 3 or 4 years ago that I, you know, really started doing it seriously. And, you know, I started writing songs between station breaks and got real lucky with one, as a matter of fact, just 2 years ago this month, Gambler's Guitar.
Yes, it became a big hit. And strangely enough, besides writing that song, you impressed the Mercury Record Company sufficiently that they made the record with you as the performer. And, of course, it turned out to be a tremendously big seller, and it launched your career. Now, Jimmy, I've always noted and spotted in your music, up to some of the current things that you're writing, that there was a tremendous influence upon your works from the Mark Twain country. Would you say that there was an influence of the Missouri Steamboat and that life down there?
I think so, Howard, because I've always had a liking for folk music, and down in my part of the country, you still hear some of the English and Elizabethan ballads, you know, that came over this country about 200 or 300 years ago.
Yes.
And I think that has influenced me.
Yes. Well, now, Jim, it's so strange. It's unlike the average performer to be equipped with a talent for both writing a song and then performing the song. I suppose that within you there must be an ambition and one greater than the other. Which would you prefer to be, the contributor to another artist or the artist who gets a contribution?
Well, it's hard to say, Howard. I haven't been performing too long, but I sure like it so far. I like writing, too. It's a real tough decision, but I think I like recording right now, perhaps even better than writing.
Yes. Do you feel that one does detract too much from the other, that you could achieve great prominence in both?
It
would be a strange thing if you could.
I don't think so. Lately, I noticed that although I'm recording some of my own things, they turn out to be the B-sides of the record.
Well, that's all right. At least you're on both sides, and one of your songs on the other side, that's a double royalty check, isn't it?
Right.
Well, now, of course, this fantastically big record that you've made for Dot is called Close the Door. Who was it that found this material for you, Jim?
My managers, Charlie Grion and Joe Sita here in New York, Howard. As a matter of fact, they had had it in their publishing firm for a couple of years. And
yeah.
Charlie wrote, remember The Thing back in 1950?
The Thing, sure, that Phil Harris made so big.
That's right. Well, Charlie wrote it, one of my managers, and although he didn't write Close the Door, it is in his firm. And it has, of course, a kind of a similarity to The Thing.
Very much so.
So they took it around a couple of years ago, and at that time, not enough time had elapsed since The Thing, and so they got sort of a cold shoulder from the record companies on it. But then the Goo Goo sound, you know, came along this spring, and the record just seemed to, the song seemed to call out for it, and we added the Goo Goo, and it sort of took it away from the Thing.
Yeah, well, people will know what you mean when you say the Goo Goo in a minute, because it's a very strange-sounding bird that's impressed right there in the groove of the record. I think, frankly, that this is a stronger song than The Thing in the sense that the youngsters love this, and of course, The Thing, the kids really didn't understand as well as they do this. I mean, the real tiny little kiddies, the little tots, because you don't have to be more than 3 or 4 to spot a real wonderful warmth to this Goo Goo bird sound.
Well, it's wonderful to get the kids' reaction as to what it actually is.
Yes. Well, I think we'll put it on the turntable here. Lou Weir, who I know you know, is standing here ready to... Well, he's real anxious, let me just put it that way, because this is one of his favorite records. So we'll give a spin to it. Let me first very formally say that here is a great big hit record sailing for a well-deserving lad from the Ozarks and once removed from Chicago, a boy by the name of Jim Lowe. This is a Dot recording, and it's called Close the Door.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are every everywhere.
I was watering the flowers on the windowsill, and then I saw them coming over yonder hill. Why, there must have been a million of every shape and size, and so I yelled to everyone, you'd better get inside.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I ran into the playroom, grabbed a baseball bat, and every time I met one, I gave him this and that. It nearly drove me crazy, it had me mystified. The more and more I knocked them down, the more they multiplied.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Oh, they got into the kitchen, they got into the sink, they went into the cellar and poured themselves a drink. They got on the piano, ran up and down the keys, and soon I was a-standing in them right up to my knees. Close the door!
They're coming in the window.
Close the door!
They're running up the stairs.
Close the door!
They're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Now that all the fuss is over, and I sink into my chair, the house is all a shambles, but really, I don't care. I'm gonna take it easy, try not to think of them. Oh, here they come again!
Close the door! They're coming in the window. Close the door! They're running up the stairs. Close the door!
That's just a wonderful record, Jim. It's so refreshing. There are a lot of records that come out that, of course, can appeal to everyone. But this is one record I think that has an appeal for almost every age group, and your performance on it is excellent, believe me.
Well, thank you, Howard.
Now, Jimmy, I think it's only fair that we give a couple of plugs to some of the places that will be employing you in the next few weeks. Where do some of your bookings take you to as a performer?
Well, I know that I'm going to the Lotus Club down in Washington in October. Uh-huh. I'm going to work here in New York starting the 6th of September for a couple of weeks, but I don't know where yet, Howard.
Fine.
I'm coming out to Chicago in about a week or so, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Chicago Theater.
Well, I certainly will be anxious to see you again. I think that most of the country by this time knows that we're pals from your Chicago days, and
that's right.
Chicago's still proud of their native son who went east to make it very big in the record business.
Thank you, Howard.
So thanks a lot. Will you please give my best regards to Mr. Sita and Mr. Grion, your managers, and all
right.
The rest of the fine people in New York City, and stay out of those hurricane winds, will you?
And give my regards to everybody in Chicago,
you
Howard.
Bet I will.
Bye.
Thanks very, very much, Jim Lowe.
Bye-bye.
That was Jim Lowe, ladies and gentlemen, who you know probably is just plain old Jim Lowe's staff announcer at one time here on the CBS network, but who now, of course, has made a tremendous, almost indelible mark in the music world with a couple of fine smash hits. Gambler Guitar that he did for Mercury, wrote and performed, and now Close the Door on a Dot Record. Well, we're at the end of another week. It's been a great deal of fun for me these past 5 days to present artists of the record world. We'll be back again, of course, for the Wrigley people on next Monday, and I hope this is a listening habit. If you want to do us all a great big favor, I think one of the nicest things you could do is maybe tell a few of your friends that we're on the air every morning. Maybe they'll enjoy the sort of thing that we do each day on CBS. Until we see you on Monday, you have a real safe weekend. And remember one thing, will you? Keep refreshed with wholesome and wonderful and always delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. This is Howard Miller. Goodbye and pleasant weekend.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on record brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Patty Andrews from her home in Encino, California. This is the CBS Radio Network.